North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, February 13, 2020.
The Lynn Planning Board and City Council approved waterfront zoning changes that cater to stimulating development at the former Gorelick Farms property on the Lynnway. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn, but not everyone is on board with some of the approved uses, such as a truck repair warehouse and storage space, which will not only apply to the Gorelick Farm site, but also the entire waterfront district where it's now located. The former Lynnway Dairy Manufacturing Plant has been under a purchase and sale agreement with A.W. Perry, a Boston real estate firm, since last April. The changes, which were negotiated between the developer and the city, will allow A.W. Perry to use the property for warehouse use and light manufacturing until the site is cleaned up and a larger mixed-use development plan can occur. Quote, "We wouldn't have been able to buy the property without the changes," said Robert Maloney, the company's executive vice president. "That was the hurdle that we had to get over before we could move forward." More on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
WCVB Channel 5 is reporting that firefighters were met with explosions Thursday when they responded to a hazmat situation at a chemical company in Newburyport. Crews were called at 4:30 a.m. to PCI Synthesis at 9 Opportunity Way. Firefighters who encountered smoke when they arrived met with employees inside. Three explosions happened as they investigated. The building was evacuated and officials declared a Tier 2 hazmat situation, which allowed them to bring in specialists from around the region. About 15 minutes later, there were three more explosions, according to officials. The explosions blew a 5 to 8 foot hole in the roof. Three nearby businesses were closed as a precaution. There were no reports of injuries. And again, this is from the Channel 5, WCVB Channel 5 website.
There is news on school superintendents for both Salem and Peabody. The final interviews have wrapped up now in Salem, and the decision day has arrived. The school committee will be meeting at 5:30 p.m. today to vote on its next superintendent, according to Dustin Luca in today's Salem News. Meanwhile, also on the front page of the Salem News, Ethan Foreman writes from Peabody that the schools are moving quickly to fill the vacancy for a permanent superintendent, with July 1 being the anticipated start time for the new Peabody school leader. The district has set an application deadline of February 28 and a vote by March 30 to hire someone to lead the schools, according to an advertisement on the website, the Massachusetts Association of School Committees.
And while the search for a new superintendent in Gloucester goes on, Taylor Ann Bradford writes that for those looking to fill the position of superintendent of Gloucester's public schools, a brochure previewing the city will be readily available alongside the application. The community profile of this brochure, highlighting the city's maritime heritage and emerging businesses, was presented and reviewed at Wednesday's school committee meeting. A piece of a larger packet, the profile works to answer why would it be so attractive for a superintendent to work and live here. According to school committee member Melissa Joy Texera Prince, in order to compile the profile, Texera Prince and the personnel subcommittee went to multiple websites of local businesses and organizations such as the Cape Ann Chamber of Commerce and Gorton's to capture the language of the city. On receiving the drafted brochure, school committee member Joel Favaza wanted to prioritize consistency of phrasing and grammar. Mayor Safatia Romeo Taken suggested the profile highlight the ambition of students and the school programs that are thriving. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
We don't often cover sports on North Shore Today, but the Lynn English boys basketball team, the defending Division I state champions, are on their way to another possible state title. Now, last night they defeated Beverly. Both teams were undefeated in the Northeastern Conference by the score of 84-56. They pulled away with a big second half. Jarnell Guzman leading the way for the Bulldogs with 31 points. This is Lynn English head coach Antonio Anderson.
Well, you know, we just try to keep up our pressure. We know they have some guards and they got some guys hurt, and we just wanted to keep pressuring. And I think we got to wear them down a little bit in that third quarter, created some turnovers, got us some easy buckets, and was able to open the game up a little bit.
Lynn English coach Antonio Anderson. As it turns out, both Beverly and Lynn English will take a Northeastern Conference title. There are two titles, the North and South.
From TarTalk.com, the Massachusetts Senate will debate a major bill to improve the state's mental health care system on Thursday. And Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr, Republican from Gloucester, has offered several important amendments to make the bill stronger and, among other things, increase access to care in terms of availability, timeliness of treatment, and insurance coverage. The bill, an act addressing barriers to care for mental health, features components intended to expand access to timely care, create tools to better enforce existing mental health parity laws, bypass obstacles which delay treatment, and measures to ensure that patients have accurate information about clinician services. Senator Tarr is quoted as saying, "This bill is desperately needed and takes important steps to respond to clear systemic problems that are preventing people from being able to get the care they need. And given these circumstances, we need to make it as strong as possible." More on this at tartalk.com.
That will do it for us today on North Shore Today, a daily news podcast. We always would like to hear from you with any comments, thoughts, or suggestions at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. Also, check out Connections. It airs Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10:00.